Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From newsounds.org, this is the Soundcheck Podcast. As we've been doing for the past couple of months, we're digging through our archives to come up with memorable performances from the past. In 2018, Junka Nubai, originally from Sierra Leone, passed away here in the States. He was known as the King of Boo-Boo. You'll find out now what that means as we revisit his 2012 live performance in our WNYC studio.
Papa didi apla papa didi papa logo pamare sumbai papa didi apla papa didi papa logo pamare sumba kodogara pelo John Kennedy.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. There's a story behind this music. It's a story about ancient magic and modern warfare. It's the story of Boo-Boo, an old form of traditional music from Sierra Leone. And it's the story of Junka Nubai, the man who updated the style and became a musical star during Sierra Leone's long, bloody civil war. Junka himself became a target in that war and fled to the States. But here, his boo-boo music has found unexpected fans in Brooklyn's indie rock community. Now, Junka Nubai has a new band, the Boo-Boo Gang, and a new album, the first of its kind in this country, called Enyesa, I'm Scared. The band is here, and they're going to play live for us. Here's Junka Nubai and the Boo-Boo Gang, live on Soundcheck.
WNYC. Dauru ratlan, cheko ma feta kote pipi mblepi langai. Andavala la zuzayi du daran, karadua di. Apma pumansu amuro sopani, kakakoma du. Ekumbu, hangi beli. Ekumbu, hangi mnambile bocha skule. Mame, but no man knew. I
want
to come back to the mask on the
day.
Mame, but no man knew. I Papa, 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 ya. Mama, 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 ya. Papa, 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 ya. Mama, 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 ya. Take a little bit.
Yeah, my honey, creamy, tan,
tan. Take a little bit.
Yeah, my honey, creamy, tan, tan.
Take a little bit.
That is a live song from Junkin' the Bai and the Boo Boo Gang, live on Soundcheck. And a song, the title, it looks like Emane A, but how do you pronounce that, Junkin?
Amangangi.
Amangange. What language is that?
That's a Timini language from the north part of Sierra Leone. Mm-hmm. The meaning is this advice.
Okay, and what is the advice that you're...
And the advice, I'm talking about pregnancy. I'm talking about having children that you don't... That you don't ready for. Mm. If you don't ready for a child, you must not have a child.
Okay.
When you got a child, you must take care of the child.
Now, there's a long tradition, not just in Africa, but in other traditional cultures around the world, of advice songs. What was boo-boo music originally?
Boo-boo music is originally from Islamic culture.
Mm-hmm.
In Sierra Leone, 80% of Sierra Leoneans are Muslim. And we celebrate the Ramadan, the last day of the Ramadan, we play boo boo music.
Mm-hmm.
That when I was born, that's what I made. You know, and this thing go on for very, very long time.
Right.
Just recently, I mean, the Muslims, we decide, we say it's haram, it's not good, because when you keep the fast 1 month and the last day of Ramadan, you started playing music. And music causes drunkenness. People drink, people smoke. And then we don't like it. Islam is around. We don't drink and smoke.
Mm-hmm.
So we extend this thing to Independence Day. So right now, we play boo boo music, Independence Day, like a ceremonial music. It's a backbone rhythm for Sierra Leoneans.
So it's no longer tied to the old tradition, the old rituals and practices and things. It's now independent of that.
Now we changed it 2 years back, just because we changed it from 2010. And it was there over 500 years. We just changed it 2 years back.
Wow. Yeah. And the idea of playing this kind of music with electric instruments, I mean, here you are surrounded by, you know, a pretty rockin' band.
Oh yeah, it's good. Feels good. Because back home we play with cane sticks. And then these cane sticks don't have no speakers.
So you sort of blow across the top of the cane and it's like a flute, right?
Right, okay. Right, like a flute, but it's a beagle, you know. And we don't have speakers. But now the music is here.
Mm-hmm.
On the way, so we need speakers, we need a loud thing, we need people to groove on it, we need people to jump on it. So why we put it on electrical instruments.
Mm-hmm. During the time of the Civil War, your cassettes were very popular.
Right.
And they say that, you know, kids would follow you through the streets, hundreds of thousands of people were buying your cassettes of this music. You weren't playing the cane flute back then, right? You had already sort of amplified the music,
electrified it. Yes, at that time, my first music was Dance to the Boo Boo. I already amplified the music.
Mm-hmm.
Before I started playing the music, I think and say, nobody ever played this music on Western instrument. And if I try it, you know, the synthesizer got like 99 sounds.
Mm-hmm.
And out of those 99 sounds, I look and figure out, I see all the sounds of boo boo in it. And then the bass take the bass part.
Mm-hmm.
And then the organ is like taking three parts. The drum take like three parts, you know. Because this is the first time we put in a solo guitar on the boo boo music. And it sounds so good. We never do it before. And it come out so very good. So we invite a solo on it. And now we're thinking about getting a rhythm guitar. Maybe it will bring another different.
So all the different parts of the traditional music fit very nicely on these instruments, on the keyboard,
right
on the
now,
bass, on the
because
guitar.
Right now, right here you're seeing six people.
Right.
In Sierra Leone is 11.
To play boo-boo music.
To play boo-boo music. You got to get 11 people because we play different. But here we playing with organ, drums. The drums take like three parts.
Three parts, yeah.
The organ take like three parts. The bass take two. And then here we go.
All right. Well, you've got six people here. We're speaking with Junkin' the Bai, who's the lead vocalist. Bushra Al-Sadi doing the backing vocals, Douglas Shaws playing the electric guitar, Michael Galope playing the keyboards, Pat Naker on bass, John Leland behind the drums, which is an electronic kit here in the Soundcheck studio. You want to do another song for us?
Sure. Now we give you Fiba, and Fiba, the translation of Fiba is look-alike. Yes.
So this is, again, from, you can find a version of this on Junkin' Nabai and the Boo Boo Gang's new record called Enye Sa, which means I'm Scared. And here is a live performance of the song Fiba on Soundcheck.
WNYC Soundcheck Live. So many confusion I was so big in papy face and run a short attention. And a human race, mama, yeah. So many confusion I was so big in papy face and run a short attention. But the human race, mama, yeah. This woman not good for me. He not good for me. She not be by me. She not be by me. Papa, go do that for play.
Me has to go into flame.
Who that for play?
Me has to go into flame.
Mama, now who do you feel by, mama?
You mama, you feel by, mama.
Mama, who do you feel by?
Feel by you, mama.
Mana uda you fiba mama,
you fiba.
Mana uda you fiba,
you mama
fiba. Ah yeah. Amemba me biki mi mono, that is so confusion you. Tara masi me biki mi mono. That is who I give in you. Me not be by me. She not be by me. He not good for me. She not good for me. He not be by me. That became not be by. Papa, go do that for play.
He has to go into flame.
Do that for play, ma.
He has to go into flame.
Mama, now who do you feel by, mama?
You feel by, mama.
Now who do you feel by?
You, mama.
La 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 la, you fiba mama,
you fiba mama,
na uda you fiba,
fiba you mama, fiba
mama mama. Who da you fiba, you mama fiba. Who da you fiba,
fiba you mama fiba.
La 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 la, who da you fiba, mama
fiba mama.
Na who da you fiba,
fiba you mama
Bushra.
Na
who da you fiba,
you mama fiba mama.
My God, who da you fiba,
fiba you mama fiba.
Doc, na who da you fiba,
you mama fiba.
John, na who da you fiba,
mama.
Once again, Junkin' Nabai and the Boo Boo Gang live in the Soundcheck studio with their song Fiba. A version of that is on the new record called Enye Sa, the first album of Boo Boo music from Sierra Leone released here in this country. And Junka, this music was, as we were talking about before, very popular in Sierra Leone during a very long and very bloody civil war. Was it dangerous for you to be such a well-known figure in the country at that time?
Yes, too dangerous, because I just started playing my music in 1994, and I make my first album, and I make this album, maybe the album come like the album of the year, new artist of the year, mm-hmm. and song of the year.
What year was that?
1994.
Still and 94,
then,
okay.
Yeah, and then we start, this war starts in 1992. But 1994, the world explode and everybody take note of this war.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, this music is playing on television, the radio, and then everywhere you go, all the parties, you got this music.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't buy the music. They record the music, they dub it, because at that time, there was no money for nobody, no shop open, nothing moves. So people love the music. And then these rebels are Sierra Leoneans. Most of them, we go to school together. I got schoolmates who are rebels. Mm-hmm. Even my younger brother, he is a rebel.
A rebel soldier?
He died. Mm-hmm. You know, he died on the rebel war. You see, so I got very, I affiliate a lot of, but I am not, because Sierra Leoneans are the rebels. I'm Sierra Leoneans. They love my music. You can't escape that. All peoples in Sierra Leone, all the families, you must get one family who is a rebel, for sure. Even the president's cousin is a rebel.
So it really did divide
it's
families.
It's divide. Yeah. You don't know who is who. That's what we're fighting. And when we play this music, the rebel use this music because they know people love the music. Time like 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock, they got a big truck and they put this music on top, try playing it. All these kids come out, people join them, and then they go like ending of the town. They be like starting firing up. Hey, all of you are conscripted.
So the rebels were using your music to lure people out of
it? To draw people, because that was the only live music that people love at that time. You see, so my people don't buy the music.
Yeah.
And everybody is accusing me. I'm a rebel. United Nations, the army unit, they accuse me. ECOMOC, the West African Peacekeeping Force,
mm-hmm.
they accuse me. The Tijankaba Force, they accuse me. And even the rebel, they don't believe me. And if nobody believe me, so who am I? So I got to go.
Yeah.
Because my life is like, okay, you got to go, right?
So you came here.
Mm-hmm.
And I gather things were tough at first, working like with food trucks and
too
things
tough.
Like that. Yeah,
too tough. This is America. You come to America without a resume. I don't have no CD, no cassette, no nothing. I just come with two pants and two shorts. And I reach here in November. It's so cold. And New York City,
having two pairs of shorts in November in New
no
York
way.
Is not.
I,
that's
I
not
come
do
outside
it.
And then the November breeze blew me. I run inside again. And then take all my two pants and my two shorts. I put them on. Come outside, it's the same thing. You see? So I was like, okay.
Well, but it was here in New York that you found like all these musicians who are with you today and other musicians and people like just doing roof parties and concerts and stuff. And were you surprised at that kind of response here in New York to this music?
No, I was not. But it's too late, too long, because I wait like 8 years before I come across somebody who's called William Glassbeagle. Mm-hmm. He's the first one that like introduced me to everything that I'm doing right now.
Mm-hmm.
He introduced me to this group. He bring me to New York because I was in Philadelphia.
Right.
He discovered me in Philly. And he do everything. But right now, he's not with us right now. But I mean, he's with us in spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Because he is doing a course in the university. He won PhD. And we can't stop him. So he's doing that. So,
all right. So it took, he's a public radio person. Glassbeagle, right?
He's a radio person. He's a TV person.
So
a radio person.
He discovers you in Philly and starts making these connections. And it's 8 years that you've been in this country.
No, he discovered me 2 years back.
Okay.
Yes. And right now, Michael Golope,
mm-hmm.
he's your the one that's taking care of William Glassbeagle's job when he left. He played the organ, and then he do exactly for the group, what the group is looking to, and then it's cool.
We're speaking with Jonkin Nabai and hearing him and the Boo Boo Gang, this New York-based group of musicians bringing this really ancient form of music from Sierra Leone, probably a trance form originally. You mentioned these songs in Sierra Leone are traditionally very long, and making something very modern and very electric here in our soundcheck studio. You want to do another song for us?
Sure.
You want to do Rolungi?
Yeah, Rolungi.
All right.
Bushra, you ready?
I'm ready.
Let's go.
Panta. Once again, Junkin' the Bye and the Boo Boo Gang live on Soundcheck with a version of their song Rolungi, which appears on the album Enye Sa, although the version on the album doesn't mention WNYC.
Yeah, because we are WNYC live, so right. I mean, uh-huh. for people to believe that, we're doing live stuff.
And you're doing it live, yeah.
So that's why I call WNYC.
Now, what language was that sung in?
It's a Timini.
That's also Timini.
Yeah, Timini is my mom's language, uh-huh. and it's from the north part of Sierra Leone.
You also sing in Creole?
I sing in Creole, I sing in Soso, I sing in Timini, I sing in English, I sing in Fula, I mm-hmm. sing in Madingo.
Wow. But Creole is, that's the language. Do you know the Refugee All-Stars?
Yeah, I do. I'm supposed to be one of them. I'm supposed to be a member of Refugee All-Stars, but I denied when they formed the group back then. And because I was having a group, the Boo Boo Gang right. in Africa. It's called Boo Boo Gang. It's called Jankanabe and the Boo Boo Gang.
Oh, that was the name of your band back home too?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and at that time, Refugee All-Stars is a bunch of musicians that don't have a place to stay in Guinea.
Right.
And then they all go to the refugee camp.
Right, they all met in the
refugee camp. Originally, my yeah. grandfather is from Guinea.
Oh.
And my dad grew up in Guinea, and then all my family to my dad's side, they are Guineans.
Hmm.
And my mom is the Sierra Leonean, and I was born in Sierra Leone. I'm a Sierra Leonean, proud to be.
Right.
And when we go to Guinea, I got rescued by this, my father's people.
Yeah.
So they don't allow me to go to the refugee camp. And all my group, we are 11. They take care of all of us, and then they give us gigs that we do in Senegal, Mali, and Guinea. At that time, we are enough.
Wow,
we're getting
that's great.
Money. And when you, at that time, when you got a way to leave,
yeah.
you can go to the refugee camp to go disturb other people. So when they informed me about forming the refugee band, and I was like, oh, my group is here.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
all of us doing well.
Well,
so
the reason I mention them is they've performed on the show here in the studio too,
right.
and they sing in Creole, and it's just a very disconcerting thing for English speakers because there's just enough English in it,
right?
You think you understand it, but you don't really.
I know.
Well, Junkin' the Bye and the Boo Boo Gang in any language. The album's a winner. It's called Enye Sa. It's out now. And Junka, to you and the group, thank you so much for coming in and playing for us today.
Thank you for having us.
This is Soundcheck. Been listening to an episode of the Soundcheck podcast from our archives. Our technical director is Irene Trudell, our producer is Karen Havlick. I'm John Schaefer. You can see and hear much more on our website. Check it out at newsounds.org. America, Paris, no Subayi, no love, no dignity. Shimmer up.